5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Geek Awakens, where the talk is geekier than calling multiple Hardys to see if they have the Fruit Loops donuts. Joining me tonight is Matt.
Hello.
Tabitha.
Hi.
Lydia.
Hello.
And for a second week in a row, live in studio, Pickett.
Hey!
And I'm Mitch. So I guess full disclosure, guys, we are not live this week. Not that we've been live the last month or whatever, but hey, whatever, it's fine.
We don't do that anymore.
I know. If you're listening to this, I am not here. I'm still alive. But
oh my gosh! Well, that took a dark turn.
But I will be actually out of town, so we are pulling double duty this week. Well, I guess last week now.
This is confusing.
This is like X-Men timelines. Can you move on?
Anyway, so if you heard last week's episode, we tried the Fruit Loops donuts, and our cameraman, sound guy,
overall tech support,
food courier, not Seth, called a couple of different Hardee's to see if they had the Fruit Loops donuts available, and then got them. So. Thank you. So we're going to have just kind of a short episode this week. Just because, well, obviously we can't see into the future and know what big stories are going to happen between now and then, so sorry.
Well, why not?
I don't know.
Is your crystal ball broken?
It is.
Ugh. And I left mine at home, sorry guys.
Anyway, so we thought it'd be fun to just talk kind of quickly about two things. One, what's been our favorite thing of the year so far that we, you know, that either that we've done or that we've seen or read or whatever. And then, you know, summer's coming to an end and we've got a lot of big stuff coming up in fall and winter. And what are we looking forward to for the rest of the year? So, let's talk about, you know, like the biggest things that, we've enjoyed from the first 8 months of the year. Pinky, let's start with you. Started with you because you had something.
Sorry, yeah. Okay, so yeah, my favorite part of this year thus far actually has been the Black Panther movie.
Okay.
It wasn't really my favorite part. It was also like the biggest surprise for me. I had no interest in seeing this movie. But then we were like, I was in Chicago, and we were hanging out. I'm like, oh, let's go catch a movie at the really cool theater. And I'm like, what's playing? Oh, Black Panther. Well, I don't really want to see it, but yeah, we'll go see it. And I was blown away with how much I enjoyed this film. And that's why it's my favorite part of this whole year.
Okay. Any other... So, full disclosure, we probably should have started with what are we excited about, because I kind of sprung this on everybody. I was like, hey, let's also talk about what we've been excited about. So, sorry, guys. Does anybody else have anything prepared?
Sure.
Okay, Lydia?
So, my favorite thing this year so far was getting to sit at a table and have a conversation with the King of Hell.
Yes!
Talking to Mark Shepard was amazing. Also, I went back and got an autograph from him later, and he started singing Lydia the Tattooed Lady to me. So, that was great. So, that was probably my favorite thing so far.
Nice. Matt, you have anything?
Mine, it's kind of a mixed bag. There's a lot of things that I really, really enjoyed that I didn't necessarily think I would. You're probably going to think I'm crazy for this one, but Teen Titans Go has become an everyday thing at my house. And despite how irreverent it is towards the superheroes, it's fantastic. It's funny. And we went to go see the movie, and I absolutely loved the movie from beginning to end. It was just hilarious. That kind of caught me by surprise. I also have to probably say Infinity War, because just wow. Yeah. I mean, everything that they were able to do successfully in that film packed together was just absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
It was awesome. So I think as far as so far this year, probably I'd say those are probably my two top. Teen Titans Go is toward the top, but probably Infinity War is like definitely number one.
Nice.
And you kind of stole my answer a little bit with Infinity War. That movie it exceeded every one of my expectations. I left the theater like just shocked, you know. Yes. not knowing. It was like I need for it to be next year, like right now, you know. Even with them not having Hawkeye in it, but you know what, that's fine, it's whatever, it's fine.
Or Ant-Man.
Yeah, but have you seen Ant-Man and the Wasp yet?
No.
Okay.
Alright.
Okay.
No, that's fine.
Just be that way.
To be fair, I haven't seen any of those yet, so.
That's true.
But I'm fairly up to date on all the Marvel films, so I feel really crappy, but that's the one I haven't seen.
Yeah. It took me a while to see it, too. But you know, Ant-Man and the Wasp, that was a really good movie as well. I went into it expecting a lot because I loved the first Ant-Man, but that one, I mean, it was the same formula but different. Sure. And you know, like, you're gonna have that with sequels, but I really enjoyed that movie. And yeah, like they do touch on why you didn't see Ant-Man in Infinity War. So, Tabitha.
Who would I be if I wasn't obscure and bookish? But one of my favorite authors, we've talked about her a couple times on the show, Victoria Schwab, released a book on Tuesday, last Tuesday, called City of Ghosts. It's a middle grade novel. I've been highly anticipating it. It's about 300 pages. I got home and I read it in 3 hours. It's one of the best books I've read all year, and I am already like craving to reread it. And I actually, it's one of the things I'm also looking for most forward to. She has another book coming out this year. But it's been my favorite thing I've read all year, and it was like, it's been the highlight of my month, and I think it's going to end up being my end of my year.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So now, looking ahead to the rest of the year, because we still got a few months to go, and we've got a lot of big things that are coming out. For me, I've got two things that I'm really looking forward to, and they're both coming up pretty soon. The first one that I'm super excited about, and last week we got finally an air date for it, The Return of Doctor Who, October 7th, which they're moving to Sundays, which is a little weird for me, but you know, it's fine. But it's just like, with every little bit of information that we get, it's just making me want it that much more. I need to see how Jodie Whittaker becomes the Doctor, and it's gonna be fantastic. The other thing that I'm excited for is also coming out later this month. I'm not sure the exact date, but DC's event, the Heroes in Crisis, which we've talked about a couple of times.
Yeah.
Just it sounds like a very interesting concept to me, and also it just the fact that we know that there's gonna be at least one death involved with it has me a little concerned, because they even like they release like a picture, you know, like with a bunch of different DC characters, and it's like one of these will die, blah blah blah. And I'm like, but there are multiple characters in there that I like, and it's like, don't let it be any of you. I will say, like, I'll be fine with most of them, but it better not be Booster Gold. And it terrifies me, because they've been up in Booster Gold's like appearances a lot lately. Yeah. And that usually doesn't mean a whole lot of good things.
Yeah.
So.
That's true.
Pickett, what are you looking forward to?
I'm very anxiously awaiting Infinity War. Not Infinity War, but the sequel to Infinity War.
But that's not coming out this year.
That's not coming out. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Next year, yeah.
Need to come back to you?
Yep. Come back to me.
Lydia.
Looking forward to a couple things. One that comes out this month is the third Tomb Raider game since Square Enix rebooted it. Shadow of the Tomb Raider is coming out the 14th. I played the first two games. They are wonderful. So I'm very excited to play the third one. And then one that I think I'd share with Tabitha is Crimes of Grindelwald. I'm so excited to see that. And while I'm okay with waiting a couple months, I kind of also want it to be November. That's conflicting. But, you know.
You'll have that. Tabitha.
Yeah, I definitely want it to be November. I'm really ready for Crimes of Grindelwald. We talked about it last week, but I'm so excited for the Netflix release of The Haunting of Hill House. I'm a little apprehensive still, but I am very excited. Along the same lines, that's coming out October 12th. And then, well, like I said, along the same lines, Sabrina will be out October 26th. So I am just Netflix in October. I'll be busy. You guys won't see me. And then also in October, Riverdale Season 3 Picket. There's a thing I'm really excited for. And then, as I mentioned, the previous author that I was talking about, her book, her follow-up book to my favorite book of hers, actually comes out September 25th. So I am stoked.
Matt, what about you?
I sadly have no original ideas here, just because as far as TV, movies, etc., I cannot wait for Doctor Who. I think part of that is the fact that for the first time ever, I'm caught up, so that when that first episode airs, I will watch it and I will be entirely caught up with everything that's happening in the Who universe.
The Hooniverse?
The Hooniverse. I was trying to say that I couldn't spit it out. And then part two, thanks to Tabitha for having me read the first book in these series from Victoria Schwab. Vicious was... It's already probably my favorite book of the year. But I cannot wait for this sequel either. Like, to know how it continues, I can't wait. Like, I don't buy books on release day, and I will most likely buy this one that day.
Pre-order.
Well, la-di-da.
Free tote bag.
Well, okay then.
The tote bag is pretty sweet, actually.
See?
Especially when you know the characters.
Right.
Piggy, what you got?
Okay, so I have a couple things. Of course, Riverdale, Crimes of Grindelwald. I am also really excited about the Venom movie.
Okay.
And I've been getting more excited about it because of just all the stuff they're putting out for it and all the new trailers. I'm very, very hesitantly optimistic about it. I really want it to be really good, really dark, and really awesome. So that's why I'm excited about it. So that's probably it for me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Venom. Obviously, I'm going to see it. I don't know if I'm cautiously optimistic or optimistically cautious.
Yeah.
You know.
That's fair.
I want it to be a really good movie, but we'll see. You know, it just, for whatever reason, for me, with Venom, it's like, by now, with any other superhero movie, like, I'm pumped, is it release day yet? Is it release day yet? And I'm not there yet with Venom.
Because it's Sony. And
yeah.
We've seen them not necessarily bomb with Spider-Man, but take something that should be easy to do well and do it poorly.
Right.
And I think that's where I think the hesitation comes in for
right.
both for me and Mitch. If this was like a full-on Marvel Dark Venom, oh,
right.
Yeah. Absolutely. I would have been okay at this point with a Fox. Fox had you know, the Spider-Man properties, because they've proven that with Deadpool they can do R-rated.
Right.
Dark. They could probably do dark really well too. So I mean, I know they can, but
right. So, let's go ahead. We've got a little bit of time, and this story I really wanted to talk about last week, and it's not super timely, so I think we can still talk about it. And Matt, it's one of yours. It's let's talk about this car that was built out of Legos.
This is freaking cool. I just love this. So the Lego group has created a full size Lego Bugatti Chiron. In the pictures, I mean, it's incredible because they are literally the same size, you know, with the real car and the Lego creation. They unveiled it at the Grand Prix Formula One event in Monza, Italy. These statistics about this thing are absolutely incredible. They are not glued together. It is self-propelled and is made entirely of Lego Technic pieces. But it gets better. It holds two passengers, legit, and accelerates to over 20 kilometers per hour. All using over 1 million pieces.
Now, real quick, I need somebody to do the conversion. What's 20 kilometers per hour?
Oh, well, 10K is 6.2 miles, so 12 and a half miles an hour.
Okay.
He's good.
Dang.
You beat Google.
That's what happens when I run, I guess. I know the distances by kilometers. Yeah. So not super fast, but it moves.
It like, moves and it can hold passengers.
Yeah. They actually use Lego motors for this thing. 2,304 motors, 4,032 gear wheels, and it generates 5.3 horsepower. So, I mean, at 5.3 horsepower, yeah, you're not going to go very fast. No.
But
it actually moves!
And you can sit in it when it moves.
Right!
That's the cool part, because they've made to scale cars before out of Legos, but you couldn't sit in them. It was, like, fully made out of Legos. There was no interior to it.
The other thing I can't get past is that there's no gluing here.
These
are all just connected pieces. Like, if you buy a Technic set and build it at home, like, you're putting them together the same way that they did.
And let's... Oh, sorry.
No, I'm just going to say, like, one thing that does concern me about being able to sit in it, and I realize, like, they do have smooth Lego pieces, and I really hope they use the smooth Lego pieces for, you know, the seats, because... We've all stepped on Legos. Now imagine sitting on a bunch of Legos.
Well, like laying on a bed of nails, and it's the same concept, probably.
Still not something I want to do when I'm going 12 and a half miles an hour.
But there's a couple other aspects we need to point out with this, though. It's got fully functioning lighting kits. So, like, the lights turn on. Like, it's got headlights. It's got taillights. They have to, when the video that they show, they hand the driver the steering wheel to put on. I mean, it's sick. The whole thing's just so awesome.
I mean, and the best part, what's happened if you get in an accident? You just put it back together. I mean, the insurance has got to be pennies.
What kind of accident are you going to get into going 12 miles an hour, though?
Think about the insurance, though. It's not so much the parts as much as it is
a lot of man hours.
But see, the thing is, too, like, you're going to put it back together and you're going to have, like, three random extra pieces.
I'm supposed to have spare parts.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
One other thing that I was going to touch on with this Lego car, like, at first, I was going to say that it's probably cheaper than that Aston Martin that we talked about a couple weeks ago.
The James Bond one?
But as expensive as Legos are...
Yeah. Maybe not. Also, that one wasn't street legal. I'm still a little salty.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, at 12 and a half miles an hour, neither is this.
I mean,
let's be honest.
You could take
that's
it for a cruise.
Actually, that is not accurate. You can't take it on the highway, but as long as it meets the safety standards, which it probably does not, 12 and a half miles an hour, because they have golf carts that are street legal. They don't go more than 10 miles an hour.
Fair.
True.
So,
do you think that the seatbelt would also be made out of Legos?
I don't know how that would work. Because elasticity.
Okay.
Ooh, an airbag made out of Legos.
Oh!
That's worse than stepping on them.
That's just chucking Legos at you. Don't die! Don't die!
So maybe this is not going to be a street legal vehicle. Not because of the speed, though. Yeah. Like, for a golf cart, to make it legal, you have to have a lighting kit, you know, with turn signals and everything, mm-hmm. which this does. You have to have, well, I don't know about the turn signals, but it's got lighting. Anyways, you have to have a seat belt, which I don't think you can attach a seat belt to Legos without gluing anything. And I imagine probably not something that a child could put together is on the list of vehicles.
Would I'd be like to see the child that could put this car together.
Right.
I'd like to see the child with that patience to put this together.
That may be bigger, because I'm pretty sure you give my kid this set and he could do it. It might take him a while, but...
He might be old enough to drive by the time it's done.
There you go.
Hey, I bought you a car. Put it together yourself.
Your first car's in that box.
He tries to drive the actual box. Because that's what kids do.
Yep.
Yeah. That's probably what I do, too, because I can't put Legos together the same time. I am not a patient woman. I don't know if you guys know this.
What?
I know.
Shocked.
So... Alright, guys. So, that's all the time that we have for this episode of The Geek Awakens. We'll be back next week, but in the meantime, check us out on Facebook and Twitter, where we'll be posting news throughout the week. While you're there, give us some feedback and tell us what cool stuff we're missing out on. Also, don't forget to step inside the squared circle for the sleeper hold on YouTube, and be sure to listen to 217radio.com for the best music of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. From all of us at The Geek Awakens, thanks for listening, and we hope you'll be back next week. Everybody, say bye.
Bye! Bye.